Post-game show with our reunion title players of the game. Here's Kevin with the kids.
All right, we're going to start off with backup senior middle linebacker Luke Riley. And Luke, this concludes your last regular season game here as a senior on this field. And obviously you've been a part of what this program is. Just take me through what it means to be playing in this program and what it's meant to you.
I mean, it means the world. These guys, they're my family. They're what I love. I love being with them. And it's sad, but I mean, it has to happen, and we're only halfway done with this season. We still got to win state championship, so I'm not really dreading on it too much.
You know, you guys, even though you're in a backup spot, but you guys have gotten so many reps this year and a lot of these games that have kind of, you know, tilted in this direction. So what have these reps meant for you? Because if a game gets close or if there's an injury, you're going to be called upon.
Can you repeat?
Yeah, you know, just talk about what all these reps have mean for your experience. Because if you could get pressed into a tight game or something like that.
Oh, it's awesome! I love being able to play for as high of a team as this is. It means a lot to be able to just get reps at all whenever you're playing for a team at this high level.
When you are backing up a guy like Weston Reese, what have you learned from just watching him and then just talking shop with him on playing them in the middle?
I mean, he's a smart player. He tells me everything. He knows it all. He makes quick reads, and he's taught me how to be a better player.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to find Jeremiah James. Jeremiah with his first career 100-yard rushing game as a Bearcat. You got a ton of reps this year because obviously with the injury to Jason McClellan, but the more that you've gotten into this scene here on the varsity, Jeremiah, you seem more comfortable. Just talk about how it's been coming along for you over these last few games.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been a lot of hard work for me throughout the season with Jace being hurt and Matt Teig being out. It took a lot for me to step up for the season. And, yeah.
I mean, when the coaches, you know, because you were going back and forth between the JV and this squad, and then when they finally pulled you up and they said, we're going to keep you on the varsity and we're going to use you a lot, what was your reaction to that?
I was very shocked at first. I mean, yeah, I've been working hard for the last since my freshman year, and it's been, I'm very happy to be here, and I'm real humbled. It's nice. I've been working harder ever since I moved up, and I'm going to continue to keep moving up.
Last question here, because you've obviously seen some really good skill players. You've been around some really good skill players like Jace, JoJo, Money, even Matt, and even being around Jake Bishop. What has that meant to you, just to kind of watch their work ethic as they go about their daily business? So it'll help, what could it rub off on you?
It just pushes me to be a better player and for me to work harder and for me to step up as not just for myself but for my whole team entire. And we're just going to keep working harder to get the 9.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that is Kevin with the kids. It's brought to you by Turner Attention to Weatherford Truck and Equipment's Kevin with the coach.
All right, senior night, always an emotional night, even though you guys actually will have a playoff game here in 2 weeks. But it's kind of a different – but this has a little bit more emotion to it, Tim. And you've been through these senior games so many times. Can you put into perspective what these games mean more so when they're over as opposed to when you're going through them?
Well, you know, when they're over, you know, the great thing about it is we know that we got to have more than 2 games left. You know, and you know, when we talked to the seniors today, and we let every one of them talk, nearly to a man, they talked about wanting to win a state championship. You know, and that's really, really big for them. And to be able to get every one of them in a game tonight and get some meaningful snaps, we got over half of them in the game in the first half. So, you know, every backup nearly played, and then got the rest of them in the third quarter. And just be able to let them watch the excitement of the kids. And, you know, most of them been together since the first grade.
And of course, the special senior, too, and Blaze Mays, you know, that play that you guys ran right at the end of the third quarter. Did you have a moment to talk with Gary Robinson about that or the officials, or how'd that all kind of work out?
Oh, yeah, we had all talked. And so I told him that, you know, I wanted to trying to get Blaze a touchdown. And Coach Robinson's a great guy. And he was very very nice about how he did it and kept his players on the field, and his players did a heck of a job making Blaze have to work for that touchdown. And then the officials did the same thing.
As far as the way this team has been playing here over the last few weeks, you know, 77 points last week against University, 42 tonight, and the way that this group has been playing just in all three phases. What's been your assessment of what you've seen?
Well, the biggest thing is we're getting better. The defense, we bent early, but we didn't break, didn't let them get in the end zone. And that's a sign of a good defensive football team. You know, we don't ever want to let them get a first down. But the fact that we kept them from getting in the end zone when it was our first defense versus their first offense, it was good to see our kids bow their necks and not let them get in the end zone.
It always seems like there's a highlight show with JoJo, and the one play where he was spun off the play. He didn't score on it. He went down to the 15-yard line. But there just seems to be that his skill level or his athleticism finds another level. Can you talk about, and you've coached a lot of really special offensive players, but to see what he does on a week in and week out basis, I think it just kind of blows you away.
Just glad he's on my team.
That's enough said.
I'd hate to see him on the other guy's team. Now, I'm glad to see that he plays for us. JoJo's a special young man. Not just as a football player, but I don't think I've ever seen him without a smile on his face. He's a great kid, and he's a lot of fun to coach, a lot of fun to watch him play.
All right, one more to go. You guys have the top seed in your division in the playoffs tonight, but one more to go at Seguin. We'll see you next week, Friday.
Thank you.
All right, that is Kevin with the Kids, brought to you each and every week here on the first.